Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. It's Wednesday, 7:05, June the 12th. My gosh. Who would have thought, Bad Bob, that just 15 days ago we were in May, and in 16 days we're going to be July?
It just floats on by.
You know what? 4 years, 3.5 years we've been on the air here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been here since the very beginning. And look at you, shaven, clean shaven. Just a slip of your former self.
Oh, well, that's to be debated.
Good morning. Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right. Linda's getting us ready to, we've got something we've got going here the rest of this week. And, but I'm being joined today by a bunch of people that are putting on something called the Whiskey, Wine, Cigar, and Brew. I mean, that can't be bad. And of course we have, Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti coming in, and we've got just a number of things to talk about that I hope that will interest you, pique your interest, and keep you there. And I would like to have some comments on this thing, too. You know, yesterday, while we're, you know, waiting for the weather to hop on in the Wells Fargo, yesterday, and I talked about it, but I don't know if – I was thinking about it, and it just kind of just upset me completely. The abortion pill, you know, the morning after pill, whatever you want to call it, but it's an abortion pill that – when it came out from the FDA, they said they could be for any age. And the Obama administration said, well, you know, it should be, you know, for people who are 15, can they, you know, just to understand the ramifications of what they're doing. Well, the judge slams them and says it could be for anybody, any girl of any age. Well, I don't even know why you can say girl, but any girl of any age. Because the instructions are clear, and the Obama administration rolled over. Said, okay, all right. My question is, a 12-year-old girl, first of all, having sexual relations, but then without, you know, she goes to a store, she buys it over the counter, she reads the directions, a 12-year-old grasping the directions, what it means, et cetera, et cetera, and then performs an abortion on herself. There's something wrong here. Is anybody seeing anything wrong here, or is it just me? Okay, we're going to talk about that more later on in the show. But as you know, first of all, we're going to start off on a happy note with our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 25 points at 15,147. The S&P 500 is up 7 points at 1633. The NASDAQ Composite is down 1 point at 3,435. Some of the day's biggest movers, Hewlett-Packard, positive 90 cents at 25.14, Ford up 15 cents, trading at $15.66, J.P. Morgan Chase up 16 cents at $53.65. For local stocks of interest, Costco, positive 18 cents at $110.26, Safeway down 8 cents at $23.23 per share, Target off 21 cents at $69.79. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.20% and the 30-year bond 3.33%. For commodities, gold is positive $3.80 an ounce at $1,382, silver up 6 pennies at 21, crude oil positive 58 cents, trading at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on in the morning, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because you need good advice. They keep their thumb on the pulse of Wall Street. So if you need advice, give them a call, 243-7561, or just stop by Park Marina Drive right here in Redding. Bad Bob, I know there's going to be weather today.
Sunny today, a high near 84, winds around 5 or 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 58, and then high tomorrow near 83 under sunny skies. Looks like great weather for the Shasta District Fair. Right now we have 65 degrees in Redding. Still, please be fire careful in this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, back in the news. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But if you want just a great meal or award-winning wines or the ambiance or to have an event, go horseback riding, do some sporting clay shooting, or just sit out on a veranda overlooking just a beautiful, beautiful venue, then Anselmo Vineyards is the place to go. Give them a call, 474-5546. Go on up and take a look at that beautiful chapel. This chapel that is probably one of the most beautiful pieces of architecture right here in the northern state. Take a look at that. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about, you know, something that we said yesterday on the show. We had a guest on the show, and it became almost prophetic when we were talking about it, because something happened to after the show that kind of drove home what he was talking about. We start talking about security in hospitals. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Redding chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things,
more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Hi, Bob Koraluk here. When I needed to redo my little floors in my little house, I went to Shasta Lake Floors because I knew I'd get great advice, a great price, top-notch products, and professional installation. I also sent my girlfriend there when she redid her entire house, and she is happy, happy. You'll be happy, too, when you deal with Shasta Lake Floors.
Hi, this is Pete Corcoran, owner of Shasta Lake Floors. Thanks, Bob, and congratulations on your performance as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. Great job. To start the season, Shasta Lake Floors is offering huge discounts on all in-stock flooring, up to 80% off on hundreds of thousands of square feet of carpet, wood, tile, vinyl, and laminate, ready to install. Also, for this month only, Mohawk Silk, the industry's premier carpet, a carpet even bleach can't stain, is 20% off. And don't be fooled by imitations. Mohawk Silk is sold exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors, voted best in the North State 5 years running. Come visit us, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake, where the sale is on now.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our springwater originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 7:15 in the morning. Good morning. Okay, Bad Bob, let's rock here. Okay, show yesterday we had on the head of security, Sergeant Brian Rice of the VA. And one of the things he talked about was there's a, it's a, it's not a well-known fact, but there's violence in hospitals and clinics, and this is why you see security people on there. And there's people killed, which is why they started arming the clinic, the Veterans Administration clinic security people. But one of the things he talked about was suicides and shootings in hospitals. And after the show at a Mercy Hospital, a gentleman went in there, a 66-year-old gentleman went in there on Tuesday morning, and about 10:52, he shot himself in the emergency and in the emergency room lobby restroom. Shot himself and died. And the this is just, you know, when you, because if you think, but here's the thing, he wasn't a patient. It's just somebody that walked in and did it. It wasn't like he was a patient or anything, but I can understand this. They're saying, you know, statistics I saw, and there were people of all ages, mainly the older groups, is that obviously there's something going on in the hospitals and they just killed themselves. Not bad treatment. I'm just saying is that people are in a, they're in an altered state a lot of times when they're in the hospitals.
Yeah. 5 or 6 years ago, there was a gentleman walked up to the sign outside of Mercy, sat down and put a pistol to his head. So I'm not sure what the deal there is. You know, why, maybe if it doesn't quite work out, you've got help at hand. I don't know.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. You know, what if you change your mind at the last minute but you've already done something, so maybe they can save your life. All right. Something near and dear to all of our hearts. The California State Senate and the Assembly is going to ban ammo as we know it. The ban on lead ammo advances to the Senate. The Natural Resources Board, which is all, of course, appointed by the politicians, by the governor, voted 7-1 to ban all lead ammo in the state of California, which, of course, is a ban on almost all ammo, which then, you know, if you do a ban lead ammo, now you think you've got an ammo shortage now. Lead ammo, 22s. 45s. A lot of it, you know, the idea of banning lead ammo is just a step closer to banning weapons. Because they ban the ammo and I guess you could tie a rope to your rifle and hit people with it. You know, swing it around your head.
The disarming.
Now, and they're saying it's because, well, it kills animals because animals will eat other animals that have lead in them. But, you know, what is there really truly, I mean, in a bipartisan, unbiased report or a survey or a scientific study that shows that thousands or millions of animals are killed, we're all in danger because some animals will ingest another animal that may have eaten lead at one point. And then at that point, when they're saying, oh, you can't use lead ammo, what's the impact that's going to have on hunting in this state? I mean, the Fish and Wildlife Commission, why do they, or Fish and Game Commission, where do they get most of their money from? From fees and hunting licenses and fishing licenses. When people start going back, who's going to take care of that?
So how are law enforcement agencies supposed to work now?
Well, they'll buy, well, see, that's the other thing too. If you buy, you know, the bonded ammunition and does that become an armor piercing ammunition? And if it is, like, you know, and frankly, any high powered rifle will go through, most body armor that police wear. Unless they're wearing plates. I mean, it would go through ours unless we had plates.
I mean, I'm hearing reports already that police agencies are having to cut training because they can't get rounds of ammunition for their training programs. Borrowing from the populace.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that the U.S. government, of course, bought 1.6 billion rounds plus more of it. But here's the thing. Banning lead ammo is a way to keep you from having, you know, to having ammo, which means why you have weapons. They're chipping and chipping away. Even though that less than 3% of all crimes are committed with a long rifle and, you know, and the quote assault rifle, they're getting away with, they're going after everything. They're going after your pistols. They're going after their magazines. They're going after ammunition. They're using this terrible tragedy in Sandy Hook to go after your rights, even though you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. you are reaping the whirlwind of a crazy man in Connecticut out here in California. And somebody needs to explain to me why that's right. And you talk about an NSA snooping on us. You talk about that the IRS, you know, targeting special groups because you have the word patriot. When did patriot become a bad word? When did conservative become a bad word? Because you've got, if you had put Islamic Jihad, Riders of the Sky in there for a 501, you would have gotten it sooner than the Patriot Guard Riders, who are a non-political group who stand there with flags in front of, to give honors to fallen military veterans. Yet because it's Patriot Guard, 2 years until this whole thing broke, and oh my gosh, they got the 501 within a few days. Can you believe that? This is our government. And then you talk about people, I don't mind, you know, I don't mind them snooping on me. I've done nothing wrong. You've done nothing wrong today. Using lead ammo to plink with your .22 is fine yesterday. Next week, it's against the law and you have it. Oh, do you have lead ammo? No, I'm sorry. That's a ticket. Because you haven't done anything wrong today doesn't mean you're not going to do something wrong because of a law they make tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Let freedom ring. The Shasta District Fair opens at noon today with Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day. Free admission for kids 12 and under, plus special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands, splash dogs, hypnotist Chris Mabry, Shasta Idol Contest, Kids Day prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage, and outlaw go-karts at 7 p.m. on the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand stage. Tomorrow it's Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. Wine tasting at 6 p.m., plus the Chris Gardner Band on the Grandstand stage. Friday, gates and carnival open at noon, auto and boat racing at 7 p.m. and Saturday, auto racing and destruction derby at 7 p.m. Gates open at noon tomorrow, carnival at 2 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair. Let freedom ring.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses, whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun? Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 65 degrees, 725 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Did you see that, Bob? Yeah, I kind of just went in there with the sound. And
that was classic.
Was that
radio,
classic?
Sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure. The fine, you know, the lowest prices on tobacco products in town. Greatest walk-in humidor, Espresso Joe's, a great coffee. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. A business that has been supporting the veterans in this community for well over 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley down there. Going down and say hello. Veterans get discounts down there. Okay. Somebody just called in and said that, what, windmills?
Well, all this brouhaha over lead bullets and the threat to wildlife. Now, I'm not seeing animals dropping all over the place because there's somebody fired a lead round within a mile of them or whatever, but he does point out that several species of wild game are being knocked out of the sky, and not just birds, but bats are put at risk by windmills that they collide with the blades and
the solar wind power.
Yeah,
turbines.
Wind generators.
Yeah.
And that gets ignored because, well, of course, those are politically correct, so we can't threaten those, and somebody's making a pile of money off of building them.
Well, let me give you an example of that. The people that are putting up these wind turbines get a special dispensation from the Sacramento government that they can kill. They cannot be held responsible killing condors or anything else with those turbines. Plus, another development company who is developing a portion of California here got the same sweetheart deal. They cannot be held responsible for killing, destroying, or harming endangered animals and species. Another sweetheart deal from the Democrats. They don't, you know what? They're against oil drilling, but by gosh, if there's a way to make some money off of the environment, you know, the hell with those little animals.
There's that crony capitalism again.
Well, I tell you what,
is to refer that term.
Hey, you want some good news? I have two tickets to the fair right in my hand right now. The first person that calls 605-4567. I have two fair tickets. It's good from June 12th, which starts, I think, today. Kids are free. All the way through Saturday, two free tickets. There, you can have them right here, 605-4567. What's at the fair this week? Today, of course, is kids are in free. Tomorrow, seniors. Seniors are free. 62 and over. And you get a swine and rabbit show. And of course, Cattleman's Day on Friday. Great things at night. Bands, they're gonna have auto racing, boat races. I'm not sure how they do the boat race. Do they pull the boat around the...
Yes, boats are on a trailer, and hilarity ensues.
Okay, I tell you what. Don't ever ask Linda about the truck race we were in down at the district fairgrounds. Don't even ask her about that. The 200-lap race where she thought it was going to be 30 miles an hour. It wasn't. Auto racing and demolition derby on Saturday. Look, remember, Sunday, we're not going to have a fair on Sunday. So we got Washboard Willie, Hypnotist, Moose Clowns, Shasta County Idol. You name it, it's there, and we've given away I'm going to give away two more tickets later on in the show. So if you didn't get it this time, I will. Terry, you have the tickets, and I'm going to give away two more tickets in the next hour of the show. Okay, great. Okay. Let me see what else we have here. The questions you cannot ask on a job. Are you ready for this? Okay, first one is, state employees receive pay raises. The largest union, SEIU, and Brown have made a deal. Of course, it depends on the revenues, but it's going to be a 4.5% raise. How much you want to bet that they're going to get it anyway? So, everybody else, tighten that up there. Get those unfunded liabilities going. Let's give that raise. Okay, questions you can't ask on a job, for a job interview. Okay, Bob, I can't ask if people are pregnant. We can't ask race, religion, sex, national origin, color, age, marital status, medical condition, or in some cases, criminal background.
Well, they can just look all that up by listening in on your phone calls.
Well, they can do that. But, I mean, it's – okay, so, you know, so if you have to ask somebody, you know, you can't ask how many kids you got. You can't – but you could say, I think, is there anything in your family – that would keep you from doing this job 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And, but how do you ask questions then? Of course, you know, I guess we're kind of here. You kind of take a look at people and you just, and you know what? You can't ask their former employer right here in California. You know, he said, well, what kind of job they do? I can't tell you. How interesting is all this? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are rebounding after yesterday's sharp decline, even as questions linger over when the Federal Reserve will start to scale back on its stimulus measures. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 25 points. Meanwhile, Liberty Global is announcing a $3.5 billion stock repurchase. Last week, the cable operator completed its $16 billion purchase of UK cable TV and internet provider Virgin Media. Liberty expects to complete the repurchase program over the next 2 years. According to FactSet, Liberty's market value is about $27 billion. And George Orwell's book 1984 is again seeing a resurgence in popularity in the wake of the ongoing National Security Administration surveillance scandal. According to Amazon's Movers and Shakers page, as of yesterday afternoon, sales of the Centennial Edition increased by more than 4,000%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Ugh, cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hey, baseball fans, Nate Aberea here, your Reading Colt 45s broadcaster. Tune in to Saturday Night Baseball right here on KCNR 1460. We'll bring you all the action from Tiger Field starting at 7 as the Colt 45s take on Petaluma's Top Speed Baseball. So if you can't make it out to the ballpark this Saturday night, join us here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 65 degrees out there, 7:35 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. You want to have countertops, you want to have that backyard, countertops back out there, cookers, fire pits, bathrooms done. I'm telling you, Estate Granite and Mike Huber are the ones to do it. Give them a call at 241-7866. Estate Granite, outstanding work, great prices. You can trust this guy and the quality of his work. 241-7866. Okay, my guest is Vint Stevens. Stevenson, who is here to talk about the first annual WWCB. Why don't you tell everybody what WWCB is?
WWCB is the Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew.
You know, what a sexist thing you've just done there. Because, but this is to raise money in behalf of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Monument, which is being built. It's been designed, and is, they're trying to raise the, what, $200,000, $250,000?
Roughly, yeah.
Roughly to get this up out at IGO. And it is a beautiful sculpture. It's going to be made of brass. It's, what? How tall is it?
20 feet high.
20 feet high, 12 feet wide. Yeah. It depicts a helicopter, and it's a relief. In other words, you've got this, you've got a, the brass, shaped in the 20 foot tall and 12 feet wide, shaped like a bullet. And I mean the bullet, not the whole cartridge, but the bullet.
And definitely not lead.
And definitely not lead. Yeah. With, and cut in it is a dust off, a medevac coming in, but there's bullet holes in the memorial. And then two warriors down there holding a stretcher with a wounded warrior. So it's a great, I tell you what, if you want to come down and take a look at it, just come on down to the station here. We've got posters up and everything, but tell us about WWCB.
Well, WWCB came out of the idea that we need to do something to move this project forward, generate a little revenue and, you know, get people having a general awareness about it. So we're going to have a gentleman in kilt who is going to be there to help people understand scotch and the different varieties and ways to determine what makes a good scotch versus a bad. We're going to have people, wineries there talking about education, helping people understand what they do and how they do it differently. Brewers, the local brewers are going to be there along with some other North State brewers. We've got the cigar people that are going to be there talking about binders, wrappers, and fillers. So all the tobaccos that make up those great cigars and how to determine which cigar best fits you. So we've got the Asphalt Cowboys there cooking. So those people who have ever been to my barbecues realize it's not at risk. The Cowboys are very good at what they do.
So. Kathy Emily is also from Classic Cafe. I see they're involved in here as some of the sponsors.
Yeah.
We've been running these spots here and because it's the right thing to do. And unfortunately, we're going to be out of town on this Saturday. When it happens, because that's when it's going to happen, is this Saturday down at the Veterans Hall. Cause I'd love to be there. I mean, this is me. I can just drive my Harley. You know what? I'm so close to it. I could drive my Harley down and park it and just kind of, you know, walk home if I needed to from there. Hamburgers and hot dogs. You've got to be 21, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just to get into it?
Well, others can come in, but they just can't drink. They can't participate.
Okay, with that one. Okay, yep. You've got to be 21. So you can bring your kids. There's still hot dogs and hamburgers, and I'm sure there's all types of little things to do there. Raffles?
Yep, absolutely. We have some wonderful raffle prizes. And as usual, some of the people that we all know and love have stepped up and supported us. So Patrick Jones and Jones Fort will be there, and they'll be helping us auction off and raffle. I'm being told guns, and we've got lower receivers for those guys out there looking for those pieces. We've got a number of great things out there.
Now, it seems like lower receivers are kind of like getting a little more available.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be this Saturday.
This Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m.
And sounds like it's going to be, have you got advanced sales? Where do people get tickets for this?
Well, we can get them from the post. You can get them from Tobacco and Brew. There was a number of different groups that kind of have slowly run out. So at this point, what I'd say is, you know what, they're available at the door.
Okay. So, tickets are just $10. And here's the thing. They're just $10.
Yep.
Tickets absolutely. Are $10. You get fed. You listen to them. They're going to have they're going to have music again from that era,
mm-hmm.
60s and 70s. That's right. Classic, you can get tickets at Classic Cafe, Tobacco and Brew, Jones Fort, of course, J.W. Martin and Associates.
We're bringing in a Huey, so we'll have the helicopter out in front. So,
and you know what? After 3 hours of tasting, you may just carry them out, just reenact the memorial. Medevac them out to the helicopter. The helicopter can't go anywhere, but maybe they could tow it to the nearest emergency room. You're sitting here laughing, Vint. Okay, Vint, I'm going to take a break. I want you to come back, and I want to talk about you for a minute. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Hey, great bump music there, Bad Bob. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 65 degrees out there. 7:43 in the morning, 605-4565. 4567 is our number here. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, an in-store deli. Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. We go in there all the time, and I come out looking much better. Okay, I come out looking better. Linda always goes in looking great and coming out great. But it's because we go down to Orchard Nutrition, the nutrition experts of the North State. Right there on 221 Locust Street in Redding, right in that Cypress Square area. And their phone number is 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition. Great people down there. We like them. Okay, Vint Stevenson is our guest. We're talking about the, wine, whiskey, cigars and brew. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Whiskey, wine, cigars and brew. It's a fundraiser for the, Vietnam Veterans Memorial Monument. You need to take a look at this. Come on down to the station, take a look so you can see what it looks like. It's $10. Tickets only $10. You get fed, you get music, and you get wine tasting. Do you have to pay for the wine tasting?
Not initially. You actually get, 5 tastings when you walk in the door. And okay. And if you'd like to taste some more, then that's
then, okay. Then you pay for that. You get the first 5. Okay. That's fair. And what about the, whiskey and scotch?
Same situation.
5?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. What about the cigars?
Well, actually that's up to Shelly. It sounds like she wants to give some out. So it looks like,
Shelly is such a generous woman. And then, the brews.
Same situation.
5.
It's 5.
So you're saying you can have 15.
Actually 5. you're gonna get the first 5, and then it's up to you to go if you want to do additional.
Oh, you mean the first 5, it can either be the brew, the whiskey, or the wine. You can't have 5 out of each one.
What we came up with was that we felt like some people wouldn't do both. If you did whiskey, it's not likely you're gonna do wine.
I don't know. Depends on if that guy walking off the street's got that $10. Okay, so I see what it is. So you get one. So if you want to go over to, the brews after doing the, whiskeys.
Yep.
You know, something like that. Okay, you pay for those then.
And then we will have open bar there. So if you find something that you really like and you want a bigger glass of it, then we've got that for you too.
Yeah, those little tasty glasses. Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah. Hey, okay, Vint, you're a financial planner when you're not doing, you're not putting on drunk and debaucheries here. No, it's, you know what, this is going to be a great fundraiser, and it's going to be June 15th, which is Saturday, and it's going to be down at the Veterans Hall. It starts at 4 p.m. Tickets are only $10, so you need to hop in on this, and it's a great, great cause. But you work as a financial planner here?
Yes, sir, I sure did.
And is it your own company, or is it for a big company?
Yeah, I actually, I worked for American Express as a manager, American Express Financial Advisors as a manager for a number of years, Waddell & Reed, a financial planning firm. Even Union Bank. A lot of people know me as the manager of Union Bank for a number of years. And finally decided, you know what, it was time. I'd had my fill of corporate life, and now it was time to do my own thing.
Yeah, you're a former Marine, eight years in the Marine Corps.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And now, but something else you do too, which I find really fascinating, is you have your own little company, or your own company. It's called Stevenson Firearms and Ammo.
Yeah, it's new to the community.
I like to put an order in for ammo.
Hey, I've heard that before.
Okay, so what do you do? Do you make firearms or?
Yeah, I actually do a little tweaking, put some kits together for people, do some alterations on their present pieces. So just about absolutely everything at this stage.
Okay, well, good. Well, how'd you get into this?
Well, actually, it was a scenario where obviously growing up in Palo Cedro, knew everybody has to know about guns and. You know, that pretty much takes up some of your time. Through the Marine Corps, obviously, I didn't squelch it at all. So then got up to this point and decided I really like just tinkering. I like playing with guns, like refurbishing. I had a mother and father who had a house fire, and they had some of their weapons destroyed or at least put to the point where they were inoperable. And so decided that I was gonna tackle it and try to bring them back. So slowly but surely, each one of them, I brought them to a point where they are now operable again, and I realized, you know what, I really like that. It's a good way to kind of allow your mind to escape a little bit.
Yeah. So. Okay. How'd you get involved with the whiskey wines?
Well, I'm a member of the VFW here locally, post 1934, and we were trying to think of things to be a bigger part of the community and allow people to see that we exist for a little exposure. And Mike Wiley came to us from the Vietnam Veterans Group and said,
"Yeah, no, Mike, really, yeah." Well.
And said, "You know what? Hey, we would surely love some help putting this thing together and trying to drive a revenue stream." So,
you need to make this into a motorcycle run. I'm serious.
That's a good idea.
Make part of it into a motorcycle run.
That's
you know, you go for a ride in the morning, and you come back and or the early afternoon. It's a little bit warm, but you could do that. Mm-hmm. And so that you've got a bunch of people on motorcycles out making a nice run and then coming back and coming to this.
That'd be
just
perfect
a thought
way
for next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Vint Stevenson, it's the first annual Vietnam Veterans Memorial Monument, whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. It's going to be this Saturday at June 15th. It starts at 4, goes to 8 p.m. Veterans Memorial Hall. Tickets are only $10, but you're going to have music, you're going to have food, you're going to have wine tasting or beer tasting or whiskey tasting. You're going to have experts there to talk about, the different beverages and the cigars, of course, by tobacco and brew. And a lot of breweries here for the beer itself. So. Sure. Sounds like a great thing to do to help support this veterans monument, that they want to put up at IGO. So, yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you
Appreciate
for having
it. Us. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Colin Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Let freedom ring. The Shasta District Fair opens at noon today with Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day. Free admission for kids 12 and under, plus special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands, splash dogs, hypnotist Chris Mabry, Shasta Idol Contest, Kids Day prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage, and Outlaw Go-Karts at 7 p.m. on the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand stage. Tomorrow it's Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. Wine tasting at 6 p.m., plus the Chris Gardner Band on the Grandstand stage. Come on. Friday, gates and carnival open at noon, auto and boat racing at 7 p.m., and Saturday, auto racing and destruction derby at 7 p.m. Gates open at noon tomorrow, carnival at 2 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair. Let freedom ring.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Hey, welcome back.
Can I share something real quick?
I have no idea what I'm doing.
After you do the commercial, okay. or can I give you some time to get ready?
No,
for that?
I'm trying to find out. Why she has to gas propane? No, really, why Shasta Gas Propane? How about because locally owned, family operated? How about that? How about because they give senior and veterans discounts? How about because they are locally owned and family operated? Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, buddy.
A friend of mine who is in the tech community and an avid listener of my other show.
One moment. Boomer Tech.
Yeah, Boomer Tech. Has a great idea. There's a call out, and this is starting to spread. It's one of those things that, you know, the government needs to be careful what it wishes for. He's urging people to open up dozens and dozens of public, of, the throwaway email accounts, web-based email accounts, Gmail, Hotmail, whatever, Outlook, whatever, from places like libraries, anywhere where you can get, in coffee shops where there's, where the IS, where the IP address doesn't lead to your house. And just flood the system with emails with keywords like pressure cooker, explosives, jihad.
How about kill, fertilizer, diesel oil?
Yes. And just mass blast emails to everybody. And, you know, your filters, you, if you got a good filter set up, but just overload NSA and give them what they want. Just knock them on their butt.
Well, first
of all, I like the idea.
Well, first of all, if you could do that and if it works, you'd never know it. The other thing is, I have a feeling they've got scoops that could take, you know what? We haven't even touched the surface on how much they could collect. I've been in NSA. They've taken me through tours there, you know, years ago. And the stuff they had then, I'm thinking, and that was 1983, 84. So if they had that kind of stuff then, what kind of stuff do they have now?
Oh, well, yeah, the capabilities of the big blue cube are amazing.
So, you know, when they talk about taking hundreds of millions of emails, there's no, and, oh, but we're not looking at the contents. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Of course they are. You know, it's like this. We used to run counter drug ops on the border. And we had collection assets out there and they would collect now until they found out they were American. If it was somebody else, They could collect on it. But as soon as you found out it was American, you had to dump the tape, which they did. And we were really stringent about that. But now they're taking all of this information. It's being winnowed down into computers. And then, and on top of that with the, into Yahoo, Google, was it probably Facebook? You think Facebook's being looked at?
Oh, absolutely.
Because,
without
doubt. Because terrorists have used Facebook. That's what they've said. They've used Facebook. It's a way of, you know, of communicating with each other. But it goes back to this, Bob, is that people say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't care. I don't care if they stop me at a roadblock to check for drunk drivers because I've done nothing wrong. You know, I want you to catch the drunk drivers. Well, I don't know why you wouldn't be like checking them as they, you know, as they walk out of the bar and you're kind of like standing there. And as soon as they get behind the front seat of their car, behind the wheel, you've got them right then. They don't even have to start the car.
Yeah.
But you know what? That, you know, people are willing to live with that. People are willing to give up more and more and more liberties. Chip, chip, chip,
incremental.
Chip,
yes.
Until all of a sudden is that they're looking at my email because I've said Obama is an ass. Does that put me on a list someplace?
Or if you get a steady stream of emails from somebody who's a little bit out there and, you know, they go straight into the trash can. But you and I both know we get emails from.
Yes, we do.
A variety of individuals.
We do. And what happens is some of them are spam. Some of them just come to me because they come to me directly. And I look at the title and deep, that one's gone, but it still comes to
the
me.
The damage
right.
is done.
You're right. But, you know, and people talk about, well, gosh, you know, it's probably because of the things we've said and stuff. I mean, they're talking about themselves. Oh, I've gotten, you know, the IRS is after me. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I've said a lot here in the last 4 years. And maybe just because I have a great CPA and, you know, we don't cheat on our taxes. We don't take those little loops or anything. But we've never been harassed. But it doesn't mean that they don't do it and that you've got to stand up against it.
The potential for horrible abuse is there.
Well, when it goes on and on and on, I guess so. Every day is something new. I mean, I'm just, you know.
How interesting that 1984, the Orwellian novel, the sales have gone through the roof.
Well, gee, I wonder why. Okay, my last 2 minutes, let's talk about the wall on Selbone's property. I guess there was a meeting for the Board of Supervisors yesterday. And a guy there, Wyatt Paxton, stood up and said, what are you doing? Now, the way I understand it is that the wall that Anselmo built, nobody's arguing that he built it on the same, boundaries of his fence that was there. The fence that had been there for what, 30 years? Well before Anselmo had been there. So he built his wall on the boundary. So there's that, nobody's arguing that. What they're saying is, well, that fence is in the wrong spot. You built it in the wrong spot. And it's on our easement. Now, the county doesn't own that land. It's an easement for the road. Now, do you have to tear down the land? Do you have to tear down the wall? You could give a variance on that for right there. You could drop the speed limit. From what I understand, I was told if you just drop the speed limit there, you can, you know, then that's not a problem. They're saying it's a safety problem there because the wall is there. Well, if you've ever been out there, you could lay in the road for an hour and not have to worry about anything happening except a cow stepping on you. You need to drive out there and take a look at this. But my bottom line on this is this. You can settle this. They could settle this. They're letting, you know what, they're just keeping it going. And it's costing you, the taxpayers, thousands of dollars a month on something that could be settled. We'll be right back after these messages with Reading Police Chief Rob Coletti.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He's been called a traitor who's been should be prosecuted. Others call Edward Snowden a hero of a whistleblower. He's just spoken out again to a newspaper in China, and Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, Hong Kong newspaper, the South China Daily Post, says it's spoken to Edward Snowden. He's been out of the public eye since revealing he was the source behind claims of widespread mass surveillance by the NSA. He's told the paper he plans to stay in Hong Kong to fight any US extradition attempt he may face. Snowden saying he's not trying to hide from justice and wants Hong Kong's courts to decide his fate. Dave.
Now, Simon, the intelligence program that he leaked details of could be a focus today at the Senate. The NSA's Cyber Command Director General Keith Alexander will testify. An unusual weather pattern could make for some severe storms today across the Midwest. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live in Chicago.
We could be in the thick of it from Chicago to Indianapolis over to Cincinnati and up to Cleveland. Severe lightning, baseball-sized hail, flash flooding, all possible. Kevin Burke with the National Weather Service here in Chicago tells Fox News Radio we could even see what's called a derecho.
It's a complex of thunderstorms that basically will start to accelerate across an area, and they, you know, usually produce very strong winds, sometimes in excess of 80, 90, even 100 miles an hour.
Last year, a derecho caused damage from Chicago to Washington, killing 13 people. The system could hit Maryland by tomorrow. Dave?
Jennifer, a tricky-to-fight wildfire that flares up with gusty wind keeps scorching areas near Colorado Springs.
I'm not sure if my house is lost. I just don't know.
She's among the several thousand evacuees. So are some state prisoners. At least 40 homes have burned down. A short court appearance for Ariel Castro in Cleveland.
I will enter not guilty plea on behalf of your client at this time.
That's the judge. Castro's not guilty plea to 329 charges of kidnapping, rape, and even murdering an unborn child in the nearly decade-long abduction of three women rescued from his home last month. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. Since its debut, over 6 million bottles have been shipped, and right now, you can try Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. For details, call 800-676-9903. 800-676-9903. 800-676-9903.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
General Alexander's testimony at the Senate today from the NSA comes the day after the House got a briefing on the intelligence gathering.
I did not know a billion records a day were coming.
Democratic Congressman Brad Sherman. Some Republicans like Walter Jones are also wary of the surveillance.
We ought to repeal the Patriot Act and have a fresh debate with new ideas.
The Senate will get its briefing tomorrow. There is more protesting in Turkey. Anti-government demonstrations, the Prime Minister says, are hurting his country's image and economy. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
The Turkish Prime Minister is sitting down with a group of public figures to discuss the demonstrations, but
has dismissed the protesters as riffraff. The president taking a different line. He has less power than the prime minister, but is urging the government to talk directly to protesters that aren't using violence. Istanbul is quieter today after riot police forcibly cleared the square that's been at the center of it all. But thousands of lawyers marched in the capital, Ankara, to protest the detention of 75 lawyers in Istanbul and defend freedom of speech. Dave?
Emily, a New York woman, helped solve her father's murder.
Jocelyn Martinez was 9 years old in 1986 when her father, Jose Martinez, was shot and killed outside the restaurant he owned in New York City.
It left me numb and speechless.
His killer was never caught, but over the years, frustration grew, and Martinez started doing her own research on the internet.
She made a concerted effort.
And NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly says with the help of the cold case squad.
It paid off.
A suspect, Justo Santos of Miami, was taken into custody.
I was like, what? Really?
Santos now awaiting extradition to New York City, where Martinez says she plans to face him in court. In New York, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 10 points. It was up over 100 earlier. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda is getting ready for a vacation. You have to get ready for a vacation.
I just have to. guys just throw skivvies in a bag and they're on the road.
Well, you know, you just, hey, what do you have? Okay, just here. Just throw my stuff in there. Dump a drawer in there and, you know, pack some extra ammunition. We're ready to go. Okay. Hey, look, it's 8:05 in the morning. It's June the 12th. I hope you're having a great day. We're going to go through the news. We've done news. We're going to go have weather today, but we always start out with some of our favorite people with our Market Minute. And our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. While stocks are searching for direction, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 9 points at 15,112. The S&P 500 is positive fractionally at 1626. And the Nasdaq Composite is off 4 points at 3,433. Active stocks on the big board, Cooper Tire and Rubber up $9.95, trading at 34.51. Coca-Cola positive 16 cents at $40.67. General Electric up a penny at $23.59. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares off 19 cents at $20.78. North Valley Bank positive 13 cents, trading at $16.93. Bank of Commerce up a penny at $4.89. Over to commodities, gold is up $12 an ounce at $1,389. Silver up a quarter at 21. Crude oil positive 27 cents, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Oh, thank you, Susan. I hope you have a great day. We're having a great day right here. Okay, what's the weather today, Bad Bomb?
Sunny skies today, a high near 84, mostly clear tonight, low around 58 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, high near 83, great fair weather. We're not going to break, go anywhere near the century mark throughout the run of the fair right now. 68 degrees, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
You know, Anselmo Vineyards, you know, dinners, brunches, great food, award-winning wines, horseback riding, sporting clays. Go out there and just enjoy some appetizers and overlook the meadows out there. Any type of event you want is out there. They have this great pavilion. Weddings, anniversaries, business conferences, all there. And in some of Vineyards. And then go on up the hill and look at that beautiful, beautiful chapel, that privately owned chapel that only he and people that he invites can go to it. You can't have weddings there because it's a private chapel. But you can see it by, you go past the wall that's there, and it's easy to get in there. The gate's open. And Somo Vineyards, 474-5546. We're going to, take a break here. During this hour, we have our Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and good morning there, Chief.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about, what's going on with AB 109, what's going on with the Chief, and I want to talk to the Chief also about ammo, because with the latest, grab for your guns with the lead ammo ban. What impact's that going to have on our police? I know it's not going to be any impact on criminals because by definition, criminals don't care. We're also going to talk about a lot of other things that have to do with law enforcement and our people right here in the city of Reading. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Let freedom ring. The Shasta District Fair opens at noon today with Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day. Free admission for kids 12 and under, plus special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands, splash dogs, hypnotist Chris Mabry, Shasta Idol Contest, Kids Day prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage, and Outlaw Go-Karts at 7 p.m. on the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand stage. Tomorrow it's Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. Wine tasting at 6 p.m., plus the Chris Gardner Band on the Grandstand stage. Friday, Gates and Carnival open at noon, Auto and Boat Racing at 7 p.m., and Saturday, Auto Racing and Destruction Derby at 7 p.m. Gates open at noon tomorrow, Carnival at 2 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair. Let freedom ring.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. My gosh, June the 12th. 68 degrees today is going up to 85. 8:12 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? This is just a reprieve. This is a great reprieve for this week because we've got Fair Week. Today, kids get in free. Tomorrow is Seniors Day. That means Chief Rob Pelletti gets in free because it's people over the age of 62. But this is, it's going to get hot again. And we all know that it's going to be a very hot year. And that's why you need to know this phone number, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They will help you. Give them a call, again, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people there are just outstanding. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Good morning. Yeah, I broke my hand. Quit laughing at me.
The wounded warrior.
Yes.
Except it wasn't exactly like that. Did you get this in a big fight with like 12 guys that jumped you and you had to arrest all 12 of their biker gang that fell on top of you? The biggest one was 300 pounds. And you just had to just grab them.
Yes.
And drug them all in at one time?
Yes. No, I hit the ground in a soccer game. Not quite that glorious.
Was it an illegal hit? Whose fault was this?
No, it's me in the ground.
Oh, okay.
So we say, nothing glorious.
God caused this?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Age.
Well, you know, at a certain point.
Yeah.
You know, no, really. I mean, you what you can do is what was the song? I'm as good once as I ever was.
Yeah.
And,
apparently not.
Well, no, you are. You are as good. But then there's after, then there's after effects here. You know, you hit the ground and things break.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my God. Or you do it, you know, you land after that, you know, that jump when you're 48 years old and you hit the ground and you go, yeah, I'm feeling okay until the next morning.
It is, yeah, you start to realize, not as young as you used to be.
Well, anyway, playing soccer, and you took, I think you busted a bone in your...
Yeah, right broke a bone in my hand. I gotta have this thing all wrapped up like a club for about 3 weeks, and then I'll be fine.
Okay. Well, you can still do your job.
I can still do my job. Yeah. I'm still working, so we got a lot of stuff going on, so time off.
Well, let me ask, cause this kind of carries into something we've said, and I was talking about this to some people yesterday that were just astounded, but you got officers injured.
Yeah, we've got, you know, obviously.
Every police department has
you kind of plan for, you know, I mean, somewhere around 10%, you know, that are going to be injured at any one time, has been my experience, that not just here, but, you know, in Stockton where I came from. So right now we've whittled that number down a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a little bit better right now. Some of the guys have come back to work that were out injured. Some of them that we thought we were going to have. You know, surgeries, ended up just having severe sprains and coming back. So those are positive things. We've got some that are probably never going to be able to, you know, come back, that are going to need knee replacements and some other things that, you know, may end up being.
Tell the audience, Chief, this isn't just from them slipping on a donut. No, I mean that.
Well, I keep trying to explain to people that the policing has changed significantly. You know, we're not into the coffees and donuts anymore. It's the lattes and the bagels. So we need to clear up the verbiage. But, you know, no, it's not. And, you know, these guys, we're getting a lot of people. You know, obviously we know methamphetamines in our community, and we're getting the people that are fighting quite violently with that methamphetamine and causing some serious injuries.
That's the point I was trying to get across. Yeah. Is that people are fighting. They're fighting the police. And now where they used to, you know, where you could take them, now when they're pumped up on meth, that now it becomes a...
You got meth, you got these new bath salts, you got, you know, these designer drugs that are coming out that are being sold. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that we're contending with, and there's less of them. So if they're by themselves, they're fighting a little bit longer until they get somebody else that's there. So, you know, the injury rate, last year is in total, we have to file a LEOCA form anytime one of our officers is assaulted. It's a law enforcement officer killed and assaulted that we file with, the Department of Justice. Last year we filed 13 of those total. Or 25 of those total for the year. So far in the first 4 months, I think we filed like 13.
So you're way ahead of schedule.
We're way ahead of schedule. So, you know, when I do the town hall meeting in July, it's July 24th at 6, this is our mid-year review. So it's going to be me and crime stats this time. Sorry. Nothing as exciting as the gang one we had last time. Just me talking. I'll give everyone an update on the crime stats, and we'll update those figures and kind of show people where we are with how many are out, how many are injured, and I updated that at the end of the last town hall meeting as well.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing, and I really wanted people to know about this, is because, it's one thing to arrest somebody, but when you start losing officers, good officers, because they're doing their job and they get their knee kicked out because some 400-pound guy they're trying to arrest or
some 90-pound 15-year-old.
90-pound 15-year-old who is coked out, or not coked out, but methed out. You know, then you lose people and you can't replace them.
Yeah. Well, I've got an officer right now that got his knee taken out by a 15-year-old that was, hyped up on dope and fighting. And, you know, when the knee is supposed to bend front to back and you suddenly bend it
sideways,
left to right,
yeah.
That causes some serious damage. And he's, you know, so, you know, there's a lot of that right now. We're treading water. We're holding steady. The crime rate's still trending in the right direction. Overall, you know, we kind of hit that 57% high increase at the middle point of last year, and it kind of ended the year at 28%. And right now, overall, we're sitting about 14% decrease. Burglaries are down 40%. So I'm really hopeful that trend continues and people still kind of take on that vigilant type attitude that they've had over the last...
We have been pounding, as I know you've been pounding on this subject, is keep the stuff out of your car or your truck where they can see it. Lock your house, lock your garage, lock your cars. Turn on the lights.
We're not going to change AB 109 anytime soon.
No.
And the effect that AB 109 has had on the jail and our ability to lock people up isn't going to change anytime soon. It's not going to change that fast. We're trying to find all these alternative sentencing programs and everything else. But the reality of the matter is that AB 109 is here. The judges just upheld it. They just chastised the governor for not meeting the numbers. They're going to kick some more people out of prison. And the impact that it's had on the sheriff and the jail is just astronomical, which then bleeds down to the effect that it has on the Reading Police Department in the city of Reading. So that vigilant crime prevention is still our best tool right now. We're still going out. We're going to arrest them as fast and as best we can. We're making some good arrests, and I can talk a little bit about a new system we're putting into place with secondhand pawn dealers and stuff when we come back. But, you know, we're still arresting 22, 23 people a day. And we're going to keep arresting them. But that crime prevention and that vigilance is I think, what's paying big dividends. So my compliments to the community for what they've done to help us.
Well, good. Let's take a quick break. Let's talk about some of the things we're talking about with the pawn shops. I also want to talk about this potential ban on lead ammunition that just may happen and the impact it can have on police work. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. He's in his mufti. So it's just the first time he's ever been on the show that he hasn't had his uniform on. And it was injured the other day, working out, but is still going to work every day. I mean, it's not like that you have to, club your secretary to get out of the office.
Sometimes.
We'll be right back.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Every parent knows that slow motion feeling when you just can't get there in time. Like when your daughter thinks she can surf down the slide. At MD Imaging, you can be there for her while we handle matters of, is it broken? And can my cast be purple? Doctors trust MD Imaging because we treat every patient with the best care, even when it's just a sprain. And because we do everything right here, we know the monkey bars are calling. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebott, our guest today is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They get their water from protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it is pure and great tasting, and it's local. And give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at mountshastaspringwater.com. Okay. Reading Police Chief Rob Play, who just got texted during the break from his secretary, who said, touch me with the club and it'll be a worker's comp. When she told me the other day she had you in a, she was practicing her come along hold on you and she broke your hand. But that
little pain compliance.
Little pain compliance. All right. Hey, you talked about something like secondhand pawn shops or something.
Well, what
like
we're doing is, we found a system that for very little investment, basically takes all the pawn slips that we have to do, because there's requirements that when, you know, you pawn something, they fill out this form, and then that form has to be typed into a computer and put on a disc, or the hard copies have to be delivered to the police department. And we have a records technician that spends about 20 to 25 hours a week sitting there inputting pawn slips, and we're always about 30 to 60 days behind. Well, how do we get a good visibility on what is actually being sold at pawn shops and secondhand stores if we can't get the stuff inputted fast enough? So we're going to an online system, to where when they do that initial pawn slip and type it in, it automatically pings into the system and registers with the police department automatically. So it's creating efficiency, but we can also, citizens can get into the leads online and enter, if they've got something stolen, they can enter their serial numbers. And if somebody tries to pawn that, it'll ping and send an email directly to the investigator and the pawnbroker and notify them that it's stolen, so that we can start to track this stuff better. And it also links you into everyone else. Every other Stockton, Fresno, everyone else that has leads online, it's automatic data sharing. So you get notifications when it's being sold at any other cities that are involved too. So very cheap investment and gives us a lot of bang for the buck. We've already identified one burglary suspect that was selling stuff on eBay through the leads online system. So it'll be a big benefit to us.
So if I come into a pawn shop with something I steal, and I walk in and say, I want to pawn this, I've got to fill out a piece of paper with a name.
Uh-huh.
Do I have to provide identification of myself? Uh-huh. I mean, I have to provide identification for myself if I'm pawning something, but not if I vote. Okay, we won't go there.
Different political topic.
So they write down your name and your address and all that. I give them a big screen TV or whatever it is I'm pawning right then. And then it goes immediately into the system.
Correct.
And they put in the serial number.
Correct.
Right? And then so.
Here's where the hard part is.
Okay.
Most of the time when we take a burglary report, people don't know the serial numbers. Do you have the serial numbers of your TVs written down?
Do I?
Yeah. I do. So if your stuff's stolen.
And photos.
And we come to take a police report, we need the serial numbers. So that once we have that serial number, then we can input that into that system, and then the system takes its full effect. But okay. We have to have
serial numbers. So somebody does. Yeah. Uh-huh. It goes in there, somebody's pawning it. Now does something go ding?
It will notify them that it's stolen, but it also immediately sends an email to the detective that inputted.
Okay. Oh, so it'll tell the pawn shop this is stolen.
Yes.
As soon as they put it in, they've got it checked. Oh, and so now they've got the person standing in front of them.
It's a really, really good system, and it gives us some crime analysis capability to look at who's selling, you know, how much and where and what and that kind of thing.
What do you think about these gold things? You send your gold to places in Florida and stuff.
I think it's an easy way for them to sell off the gold that they stole.
Yeah, it gives the thieves a place to send it.
Absolutely.
Because they don't check.
Absolutely.
That should be illegal.
It should be. But we have lead ammo instead, and we need to focus on that
now. You know what? Okay, that's just...
that would fire him up.
You know, it's like chandelier. Just get me going in different... Linda's father and I were sitting, and Linda's mom and Linda were there. The girls were talking, and they were really getting into something, and her father goes, why? Did we change the chandelier? And they both looked at the chandelier and started talking about the chandelier. And I looked at him and I said, well, God bless you, Dan. It kind of helped me. And I said, oh, okay. How do we do these things? So you just go lead ammo. Here we go that way. Let's go back to this. But, you know, the thing is we can – the pawn shops by law have to take a look at the stuff they're getting. They have by law put it down.
Correct. They are not supposed to buy – stolen property, obviously. Right. And we've had a problem with that lately because, you know, it puts the pawnbroker in a difficult position, especially if the person that got the stuff stolen didn't record any of the serial numbers and the pawnbrokers have no way of knowing whether it's stolen or whether it's not.
But sometimes
it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's bringing in like three or four new big things. I mean,
well,
it's
one thing if somebody comes in and says, hey, you know, I need to pawn my big screen TV because I got to pay my electrical bill and then I'll come back and pick it up. It's one thing if you pawn six TVs in a week. So, you know, there's differences there, but this system will help the pawnbrokers and us track to make sure that the pawnbrokers lose money when they take in stolen property. So we need to make sure that we protect the pawnbrokers, but we also protect the victims of the crime and put the suspects in jail. And this system helps us do all three.
Well, I like the part is that the ID and all that. I mean, at least you got a name of somebody. Mm-hmm. Unless they've got fake driver's licenses or something.
No, they're not
prevalent. That many. That's not prevalent. Yeah. Okay. That's above them. Okay. You know, I do want to talk about ammo when we get back because if this ban on lead ammo goes through, which it could, I mean, it'll go to courts, I'm sure, after that. But if it goes through, that could have an impact on all police agencies in the state of California.
I think you're going to see a lot of this gun legislation that's being passed in the legislature right now see the courts relatively quickly. You know,
as long as they put injunctions on it.
Well, you know, and the big thing I heard from Sacramento was, you know, we're always lead the way and New York outdid us, so we have to do more now. Well, that's not reason to do something. I think that there's, you know, this is all a reaction to the Sandy Hook incident. And although that's a tragic event, we need to look at school security and other things. I think what you're treating is a symptom of a bigger mental health and other problems. And let's treat the root causal factor of these mass shootings and not just blame one of the symptoms.
I agree. And so with all these things that are doing, though, I mean, but it has impacts on us and it takes away our rights and it keeps chipping away and chipping away and chipping away. It's ridiculous. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give away some fare tickets. I have two more fare tickets to give away. So if you call during the break, 605-4567, you're going to get two tickets to the fair. We'll be right back.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The Ohio man accused of kidnapping, raping, and abusing three young girls in his home for a decade, appearing before a judge this morning.
Ariel Castro came into the courtroom, pleaded not guilty to all 329 charges he's facing, and much like we saw last time when he was in court, kept his head down throughout the entire hearing, eyes closed.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, the man who says he's behind the NSA leak, speaking to the South China Morning Post in Hong Kong, promising to fight any extradition attempt by the U.S., saying he intends to ask the Hong Kong courts to decide his fate. And a reputed mobster turned fugitive, James Whitey Bulger, in a courtroom right now as opening statements get underway.
Jurors inside federal court in South Boston are getting a good look at the man who became one of the FBI's 10 most wanted, charged in 19 murders over decades.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso, the defense going after the credibility of witnesses against him. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle, an opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses? Whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun, Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. Hey, tomorrow on the show, we got Trish Clark's got the show tomorrow. She's going to turn it wild. She's going to have the Anderson police chief in. Find out the latest about that. This portion of the show, of course, is always brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, and discounts for veterans and seniors. I was just in there yesterday, had a great time, got my hair cut. Caught up on my reading, Man's Last Stronghold. And from there, you can walk over to Orchard Nutrition, get yourself a nice healthy sandwich at the deli there. I mean, it's got everything there that you could possibly want. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. All right, my guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti. And we were talking about when we left, the big steps you've made with in the pond. Shops or just the software so you can start finding, you can start tracking stuff. Then we talked about this possible ban on lead ammo. It's gotten out of this one committee 7-1. Now it's going to go to the Senate. And if they do, pass this to make a ban on lead ammo in the state, besides the fact that it would go to court, what's the impact it would have on police agencies?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's an exemption in that for law enforcement. I haven't read that one yet. I'll have to go back and do that. Since the first of the year, we're paying about 4 to 5 cents per round more than we were last year. Now, police agencies, we shoot a lot of ammo. We have to keep our people proficient and things. So, you know, the budgetary impacts of all of this going on, number one, it's been hard to get ammunition, just because production. Number two, it's more expensive. And we've had to go to some cheaper training rounds that, aren't necessarily the duty ammo, just so that we have enough to shoot to keep our proficiency of the officers. So, I look at it from a budgetary impact that it's having on the department as well as the accessibility of police agencies. And I've talked to other chiefs that are having trouble getting ammunition for their police departments because there's just not a lot in supply right now because people are, quite frankly, afraid that they're going to lose their guns and their ammunition and they're buying a bunch of it.
And so, you know what? Nationwide, I'm not really too concerned about that. But in the state of California, I am. The laws they're passing would keep me from replacing the hunting rifle I've had for decades because it has a detachable magazine. It's a semi-automatic.
Well, and, you know, when you make that retroactive, then they expect law enforcement to go out and take them away from people, if they're caught with it. So, you know, I think, you know, I've said before that I think the purpose that California is looking at is to one up what New York did. They're not looking at laws that are actually applicable to trying to create any type of safety.
It's not for safety. It's for control of us.
I don't think that anytime you're saying that you need to do more than what somebody else has done, that's justification for a law. If you look at what the federal government is instituting following Sandy Hook, the federal government is basically trying to bring the national standard up to California, where California was. Not where it's going, but where it was. And we haven't had a mass shooting in California with the system that we've had in a long period of time. So why try to do more with it when the shootings aren't taking place here?
Because they are trying, because they're crazy. Okay, this is, you know what, the Democrats in Sacramento that are running the government are crazy. They don't care. It's who can rule, who can put in the strangest, craziest grab for your citizens' rights as possible, gets a, I'm sure has a feather and they tickle his butt with it. Because that's the winning, that's, okay.
Well, I don't know about that.
The feather that tickles her butt. I don't know where that came from.
I'm not sure either, and I'm not sure I want to know.
But it's Democrats. And
thanks for the visual.
Yeah, well, you know, but the thing is, though, you're absolutely right, Chief. I mean, it's not going to help you.
No, let's find the reasonables. If you look at each of the shootings, the mass shootings that have taken place, there have been long histories of mental illness. There have been warning signs there that haven't been reported because people are afraid they're going to offend somebody. I think there's some safety things that we can do in our schools with, without turning them into bunkers, which I don't think is an applicable thing at all. But I think that there's ways that we can lock the doors from the inside so that the teacher has to let you in. I don't think there'll be that many interruptions to the schools. I think that we can, you know, tint the windows so that, you know, a shooter doesn't have easy access to look into the classroom. And you can tint it to where you can see out, but you can't see in. Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's some things that we can do that'll keep the comfortable learning atmosphere of our school, but bring a little bit of a sense of safety as well.
You have to ask yourself the question, what have our schools done since then?
Well, we've actually met with the schools to review emergency operations plans and other things, and we've, Mike Johnson, who will be here tomorrow, and myself and the sheriff have made some suggestions, and we're working through that. I don't know what processes have been done up to this point.
Oh, that's a good question people ought to be asking their schools. What have you done to make my school safer for my kids after this thing?
We have closed.
I know that we had the show afterwards, and everybody was talking about it, but time's gone by.
Well, and we have renewed all the contracts with all the schools to keep the school resource officers in the high schools. Mm-hmm. We have them in the elementary schools. We've even been able to keep it, even though Oasis lost their grant, for the one that's up there. We've been able to work with them to you know, they've got the money to keep that one up there too.
Oasis.
So the school resource officers are staying and we're working with them, on a consistent basis. But there's some of the things, you know, in law enforcement that I would like to see that educators, you know, have a different view on. So, you know, it's working together to find a middle ground to try to improve the safety of the schools. But overall, I think we're doing pretty good here for the most part.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses? Whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun, Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Are you considering replacing your roof? Installing radiant barrier roof sheathing rejects 95% of the sun's radiant heat, decreasing the amount of heat transferred into your attic, which can reduce your summer cooling costs 5 to 10%. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. Do we leave anything out? Maybe a burger, chocolate, live entertainment. Well, we have that too. On June 15th, the VFW Post 1934 will be putting on an event to help the Vietnam veterans build a beautiful bronze memorial at the Igo Cemetery. $10 will get you in the door, and it'll also get you some samples. Join us to help the Vietnam vets and the VFW move closer to realizing their goal. The event will be held at the Veterans Memorial Building, 1605 Yuba Street, next to the downtown post office, from 4 to 8 p.m., and tickets are available at the door.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 8:45 in the morning. Yeah, 68 degrees. It's going to go up about 85 today. You know, it's going to be really hot this summer. You're going, gosh, I need to do something. Well, how about going out to Holiday Harbor? Have a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. They've got houseboats, ski boats, jet skis, and package deals to fit any budget. Come on out and have fun and relax without breaking the bank at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Good people out there. And you know what? We've been on their boats and absolutely clean. They know what they're doing, and you can have a great time out there at a very reasonable price. Be on the lake during the, when it's hot. 238-2383. Give them a call or look at lakeshasta.com on the web. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear that. We're talking about how the, you know, we talked about schools and now, and the, you know, crime statistics, AB 109, that's going to change because it looks like they're going to be releasing thousands more.
Yeah, they, the governor actually went before the, or made an appeal to the three-judge panel that, is implementing the parameters of AB 109 and basically said that the, that the cap that was put on the California Department of Corrections was an arbitrary cap and, that we've already met it because, what they're telling us to do actually goes past the federal standard of corrections, which is, this a federal panel, so they should hold us to federal standards. And that three-judge panel not only told him no, but chastised him and threatened to hold him in contempt of court if he didn't let 10,000 more go by the end of the year. So there's more coming. Right now, we've been holding steady with that group. I still think the biggest downfall of AB 109 is the effect that it's had on county jails and the changing in sentencing, not necessarily the letting of some of these people go. But in total, between that and everything else, you know, depleted police resources, you know, limited jail bed space, AB 109, depleted economy. The whole thing has just created this, I think I called it once the perfect storm of crime. But we're holding actually a little bit better this year than we were last year. I think, like you said before, I think that has a lot to do with the crime prevention mindset that the community's, you know, coming into the realizing you can't leave your doors and things yeah. like that unlocked.
Get a dog.
You know, we'd get a dog. We're arresting a lot of people and we're putting a lot of good cases. A lot of the times, you know, it's your prolific criminals. I mean, you may have some people yeah. that commit one or two, and then you may have those core five or five to 10 that commit 200-300 burglaries and things. And when we get them and they stay locked up, it's amazing the impact that it can have on our crime rate.
And you know who they are too, right?
Oh yeah, we know who they
are. You just
are.
Have it's to just, catch
it's
them.
Just, you know, I always say if I catch a guy for five burglaries, he probably did 50. You know, it's yeah. getting that evidence that all links up together to get them on all of them. Our investigators have been working really, really hard to get the right people in the seats in the jail.
You know, I haven't been following this after 2 days of rolling around on the floor and gnashing my teeth and saying how stupid Sacramento is, but that Bill of Rights for homeless.
That died in, the Appropriations Committee.
Okay.
one of the things that, that was in that bill were these, centers that, had to be opened in every town, public space. Right. Well, the cities then, you know, obviously say, well, who's going to pay for that? So Armiano had to put into the bill that the state would pay for that. And when it got to appropriations, the state said, well, we can't afford that. Well, the cities can't afford it either.
Yeah, billions
so
of dollars.
So those are some of the problems that, we run into with something like that, where you're trying to make a lot of promises for stuff that, require money that nobody seems to have right now.
Well, at least it died there. But the problem is with that is it's still out there, and that, who knows? They could change it around a little bit and just say, well, you know what? Yeah, well, the counties can pay for that.
Well, or he could just remove the necessity for the warming and take away the police's rights to do a lot of things. So, you know, it all depends. I mean, I had a very good meeting the other day with Chris Solberg, and I've been working closely with some of the other, you know, homeless advocates that are trying to find, you know, solutions to the problem. And as long as what we're looking at is a solution to a problem and not an enabling of a problem or an enabling of a condition, then I'm all about let's talk about trying to find solutions.
Well, that's great. You know,
for these things.
You want to do that. Are homeless camps, how many homeless camps would you say we have around the city here?
There's a lot. I mean, Bob Brennan is very, very busy, and when he cleans up one, they move, and then he ends up having to go take
five,
it and move.
Six.
Oh no, there's more than
30.
Yeah.
Is there a danger with the fire danger going up?
Fire danger is huge. I mean, they're running, you know, they're out in dry ground. They're running, I was just talking to the fire chief, about this. We had a couple of fires started over the weekend, you know, where they're running barbecues or fires and other things, and it just gets out of their control. And now we've got a
You're
huge
talking about
problem
in the homeless camps.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Because
so we need them. We need them if they're, I mean, obviously we're not going to solve that condition tomorrow. So we need to try to educate them as much as we educate the rest of the public. And let's try not to, you know, let's be careful with the fires and the other things. And
there's probably laws about open burning, though, isn't there?
There are, but you got to have the ability to enforce them.
Might as well not even have the law.
Yeah. You know, Cal Fire's out there looking, the fire department's out there looking, and we've been pretty lucky so far, I think.
Yeah, we have, because a couple of years ago, they had that fire go right down across, the one going out to a lake, right down that gully right there, and it just burned out everything. It took like 5 minutes to do it.
The Reading Fire Department, you know, responds very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And does a really good job of getting on top of it really, really fast. But, you know, I think they said that we're already at moisture levels
for July.
We normally see in July and August, and we're in June.
It's going to get worse.
We're going to have to be careful.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We're going to talk about good things when we come back. There's been a lot of positive things that have happened since you've been a board chief. And we want to talk about what you're looking at here for the next month, the next 6 months happening with our city. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bond.
Let freedom ring. The Shasta District Fair opens at noon today with Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day. Free admission for kids 12 and under, plus special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands, splash dogs, hypnotist Chris Mabry, Shasta Idol Contest, Kids Day prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage, and Outlaw Go-Karts at 7 p.m. on the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand stage. Tomorrow it's Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. Wine tasting at 6 p.m., plus the Chris Gardner Band on the Grandstand stage. Friday, gates and carnival open at noon, auto and boat racing at 7 p.m. and Saturday, auto racing and destruction derby at 7 p.m. Gates open at noon tomorrow, carnival at 2 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair. Let freedom ring.
This Friday and Saturday, celebrate Palo Cedro Pool and Spa's 10th year in business with a huge parking lot sale. Incredible savings on all store inventory, including hot tubs and famous swim spas. Saturday's sale also includes a customer appreciation barbecue with free hot dogs, hamburgers, and drinks. Palo Cedro Pool and Spa is offering their Clearview 50-pound bucket of tabs for only $99 this weekend only. That's right, 3-inch tabs for only $99. The best tabs money can buy. And don't forget about Palo Cedro Pool and Spa's free water analysis. Now is the perfect time to get your pool in summer shape. Shop local and get the service you deserve. Palo Cedro Pool and Spa. You know the place that turns ordinary backyards into your very own oasis? Huge savings this Friday and Saturday on hot tubs, famous swim spas, pool supplies, and equipment.
equipment. Don't forget to get a bucket of 3-inch tabs for only $99 this weekend only. Palisadro Pool and Spa, 9458 Deschutes Road in Palisadro.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arundel Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Redding. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness, or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
You don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, we won't back down.
No, I won't.
Welcome back. 8:55 in the morning. You can stand. It's going to be 85 today, 68 right. It's about 68 right now. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Head on out there for great food, and you got any type of events going, weddings, business parties, give them a call at 474-5546. They treat you really well. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. And Ram, of course, is the truck of the year. They have something for everybody down there at Redding Crown Motors. It's worth the trip to come there and see what kind of deal your neighbors can make for you. Their service department is outstanding. Give them a call at 223-2177 or just stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Tomorrow, Trish Clark has got the show. And the Anderson Police Chief is going to come in and do a catch up on that. But we have the Redding Police Chief, Rob Plutty, here. What are we looking at, Rob, for the next 6 months?
Well, we just finished our last demonstration of a new records management report writing computer system, the crime analysis, the computer system and technology that I've been complaining about for a while. So we've got...
How long have you been here?
It's 20 months.
Okay, so you've been complaining about this for 19 months and 2 days, right?
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And you've had to listen to it almost every one of those days.
But no, but you're absolutely right. You can fight crime if you can track crime.
Absolutely, and this is one of the tools that we'll have to do that. So we just finished our last demo of our last vendor, and we're going to look at a request for proposals here shortly so that we can see what the lease cost is on the software rather than a capital improvement purchase, so that we can kind of spread the cost out over a while and see if it's affordable to do right away. There's a little bit of money that came in from the state to the three municipalities that we're going to use for that, and Mike Johnson and I've and the sheriff and I have agreed that it's a good place to spend it is on some technology. So.
We need to build a Intel cell.
Well, here. One of the things that I like, I mean, and I don't want to talk specific vendors, but one of them in specifically that we looked at works with 135 agencies in California, and almost every agency around us uses that. And as long as you sign a collaborative agreement with all the agencies around you, since you're all in the same software system, you run somebody local, then you run them in Red Bluff, Eureka, Wairika, Siskiyou County, Tehama County, everyone around you that you have that collaborative, data sharing agreement with. So that kind of gives that one a little bit of a plus, on the whole system look when you start talking about these systems because of the data sharing capability of it.
I just think you need a joint information center for the North State that everything's fed in and it goes back to you, so you please have it right on the
The hardest part when you do that, and they've tried to do fusion centers like in LA and other places, mm-hmm. is that every single municipality goes and makes their own contracts. And that's one of the advantages when you look at Anderson, the Sheriff's Department and the Redding Police Department, is the integrated public safety system integrates all of our systems, at least for Shasta County. Now, if you look at,
Siskiyou County or Tehama,
that we're not integrated with them all that well. However, when we do this computer system upgrade, our system will be able to talk to theirs and we'll have that capability. So right. I want to get this rolling as fast as
possible.
Well,
we need to do that because, in the military, is that for how many 100 years we had different communication systems? Some of them didn't even talk to each other. Marine Corps had theirs, Army had theirs, some did, Some didn't, and there was problems with it.
Policing is still there.
It's the same thing. I mean, we should be able to be on one system. And I'm not talking where you can share information on, you know, people in the system. Now, we've got 2 minutes left. They just said that you can take DNA swabs from people arrested for, was it serious crimes or just felonies?
It's felons.
Just people that have been arrested for a felony. The Supreme Court says now you can take a DNA swab.
Yeah, we've been doing that for quite some time.
Okay, and...
But it was challenged and it was upheld.
Right, but it went to the Supreme Court.
That right, said, it just
said
upheld.
It was okay. So is this a valuable crime tool?
It's how we just solved a 20-year-old homicide, was from a DNA swab at arrest. We put the evidence into a DNA database, and when that guy was arrested, he was swabbed and he pinged on that homicide. And that's how we solved it. It was a case, quite frankly, that family would never have got resolution on had it not been for a simple DNA swab. And we're not talking about, you know, poking people with needles or anything else.
It's just a swab inside the mouth.
It's a Q-tip right in the mouth.
Now let me ask a question about this. Uh-huh. Okay, say, I'm arrested. They do the swab. I'm released because there's no evidence or it was, you know, not guilty. Does that automatically come out of the database, or do I have to do something?
Well, we submit the swab.
Right.
So we submit the swab later but I'll find out for sure because the truth of the matter is, I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
So let me find out next time I come on, we'll talk about that.
You know, I understand the thing, and people are feeling like, oh my gosh, but if you're, you know, if it's, anyway. Okay. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. You know, you answer every question, Rob, and you're always proactive. I really like to see what we could do to help get the schools, one, safer, and two, is get some kind of proactive system going with the online to help everybody. So I think it's something that's important that people need to take a look at. Wow. Like I said, tomorrow, Trish Clark will be here with the Anderson Police Chief. And fair's going on today. Kids are free. Tomorrow, seniors are free. What a great week to go to the fair. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A Pennsylvania girl whose need for a lung transplant prompted a court order is heading into surgery right about now. Fox News Radio's Jeff Minasso following this live.
10-year-old Sarah Murtahan, who suffers from end-stage cystic fibrosis, will get her new lungs. Her aunt releasing a statement saying, quote, God is great, he moved the mountain, unquote. And as Sarah preps for surgery, her family also asking for prayers for the family of Sarah's donor, who they also call a hero. Sarah's transplant comes only after a federal judge ordered the HHS department to reverse course on a rule that patients under 12 were not allowed on adult transplant waiting lists, Lisa.
Jeff, thanks. The former defense contractor who leaked classified information about government surveillance resurfaces, still in Hong Kong, and speaking out. Fox's Radio Simon Owen following this live.
Lisa, Edward Snowden apparently telling a Hong Kong newspaper he's had plenty of opportunities to leave, but wants to